It's time to step out onto the ledge with the goings-on at the state capitol. And it was, you know, another quiet week for the legislature. Not much going on there.
Yeah, unless you count ongoing protests and international news coverage as something other than quiet.
Right. With her veto Wednesday evening, Governor Jan Brewer ended the suspense over Senate Bill 1062, the religious freedom bill, and the controversy that found its way to Arizona has led some other states to take another look at their versions of the measure. For more on that, we welcome Molly Jackman, an assistant professor in political science at Vanderbilt University. In general, how prevalent is it for groups, ALEC or otherwise, to try to get similar or the same bills passed in multiple states?
It's actually pretty common. There are national organizations like ALEC that do this, and then there's also organizations that are at the state level that help craft model legislation and then shop them to like-minded sponsors. So, for example, in the case of Arizona, the bill that we're all talking about, Senate Bill 1062, it was written by the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a national organization, but they worked with the Center for Arizona Policy, which is a local Arizona organization. So it's not uncommon for national organizations to collaborate with state organizations or for state organizations to have a hand in writing legislation themselves.
So when a national group works with a state-based group, do the bills tend to be somewhat different or maybe more tailored to a particular state than if, for example, Alliance Defending Freedom just sent out one bill to everybody?
I don't think so. I mean, I can't speak to that very broadly, but I know in this case that the Alliance Defending Freedom was working from their starting off point was to say, this is an issue that a lot of states are confronting. It's the issue of bakers not wanting to make cakes for gay marriages and photographers not wanting to photograph gay marriages. And this is an issue that can be broadly applied across states, and Arizona is a good place to start the ball rolling. So I think that they go in wanting to make this a national issue and choosing states that'll be the best, most receptive platforms.
And how do they pick that?
Well, they tend to target states that are going to be like-minded, so it's not a surprise that they started off in Arizona, which is a more conservative state. And you also see more model legislation in non-professionalized legislatures. So in professionalized legislatures, legislators tend to have huge staffs that can help them write bills and gain expertise. But model bills tend to be introduced more frequently in citizen or hybrid legislatures where legislators don't have that kind of support.
Do you foresee model legislation, this concept of bills being formulated and then disseminated to states, continuing, or do you think that at some point it's gonna stop a little bit?
It's a really interesting question. The idea that bills would disseminate across state borders is not new. I think Justice Brandeis said he described states as laboratories for policy experimentation, and there's been a ton of research in political science about how bills diffuse across state borders on everything from minimum wage to anti-smoking laws. So this process of policy diffusion across states, of a bill being introduced and then being picked up, it's been going on forever, and we don't really think of it as a bad thing. I think we can think of organizations like ALEC or the Alliance for Defending Freedom more of as greasing the wheels for the process to occur, and I don't think that will stop, especially since it's such a benefit to legislators in non-professionalized legislatures to have kind of a standard by which to enact a bill and to make sure that there's some expertise behind that bill. I think there's a lot of stigma because these organizations are so ideologically loaded, and I think that increased transparency on the part of the organization will help to decrease that stigma and restore this idea of policy experimentation rather than this sort of corporate negative affiliation that these organizations have taken on.
Molly Jackman is an assistant professor in political science at Vanderbilt University.